With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The Mississippi River continues to rise, and Davenport Public Works employees continue to implement the city's flood plan. Residents who need them will be able to pick up sandbags today. The river is currently 1 foot above flood stage and expected to rise by about another 2.5 feet by Tuesday. Either later today or Friday, Davenport workers will close Wapello and Miller Streets between Railroad Avenue and South Concord. They'll probably close parts of Gaines and Beiderbecke Drive over the weekend. The city has already removed the boat dock at Credit Island, which will soon be inaccessible due to water over the road. Davenport will provide sandbags starting this morning at 10 o'clock. The pickup location is just outside the gate at the Public Works facility on Marquette Street. Officials in Cedar Rapids and surrounding areas are preparing for flooding forecasted for this weekend. The National Weather Service revised its predictions of when the Cedar River there will crest. The service now says the river will crest Sunday afternoon at 17.5 feet. That is more than 5 feet above flood stage. A judge in Chicago could soon decide whether to revoke or increase the bond for a white Chicago police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of black teen Laquan McDonald. Judge Vincent Gaughan has scheduled a hearing today for prosecutors' motion that argued Jason Van Dyke should be put in jail or have his bond increased. This is because of his recent interviews with the media, which prosecutors argue violated a judge's order not to discuss the case outside of court. More details are emerging about the suspect in the killing of Molly Tibbetts. Christian Bahena Rivera was known for years on the dairy farm where he worked by an alias, John Budd. Yerby Farms is facing questions about whether its managers had any idea that Rivera was in the country illegally before Tibbetts was killed. Rivera's alias was confirmed by three people with knowledge of his employment history. They spoke on the condition of anonymity. Rock Island native Madison Keys won her quarterfinal match in the U.S. Open last night, 6-4, 6-3 over Carlos Suarez Navarro from Spain. This puts Keys among the final four contenders for the Women's Singles Championship. Keys is back on the court tonight for the semifinals. She'll play Naomi Osaka from Japan. There's not a set start time, rather it will take place after Serena Williams and Anastasia Sevastova finish playing. That first match begins tonight at 6 o'clock. And the River Bandits lost to the Peoria Chiefs on the road last night in the playoffs. The Bandits will need to win tonight in order to stay alive in the postseason. They'll host the Chiefs at 6:30. If the Bandits come out on top tonight, that will force a deciding third game in this best-of-three series. That final game will be tomorrow night, again at Modern Women Park in Davenport. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.